البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من ولا. عشرة أسباب تجلب محبة الله تعالى. 10 ways to acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. We had mentioned quickly, number one, reflecting and pondering upon the book of Allah. Number two, drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through voluntary actions. Number three, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently with your heart, tongue and actions. Number four, placing in preference what Allah loves for you over your desires. And number five, now we speak about contemplating over the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes. This will enable you to roam in the gardens of His knowledge and its fundamental concepts. And this, inshallah ta'ala, inevitably will acquire you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will, inshallah ta'ala, not only this will increase your love towards Allah, but this will attain and acquire you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants you to know Him. Allah says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know, فَعْلَمْ. And know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And then seek forgiveness in Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And seek forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبَ لَكُمْ. Call upon me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. And to Allah belongs the most beautiful and perfect names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So call Him by them. Obviously, for you to call Allah by them, you need to know them. So He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting to know Him through His names and attributes, this will inevitably acquire, you will not only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through them, but inshallah ta'ala acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is a beautiful, beautiful story, and we have all heard this. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Anas narrates, and there are many narrations to this, but a companion was sent to on an expedition with a small party of companions, and this companion would recite, lead them in prayer. So he would lead them in prayer, and after his recitation and before ruku', so before making the ruku', going into the bowing position, he would recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. This is Surah Al-Ikhlas. He would recite this before the ruku' in every ruku'. So when they returned back, they went and spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, this is what he was doing, constantly reading the surah before every ruku'. So in every ruku' he would read it. So Anas ibn Malik mentions, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said to them, go and bring and ask him. In another narration, he came to the Messenger and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, inni uhibbu hadhihi surah. Verily, I love this surah. Qul huwallahu ahad. And in this narration, qala inna hubbaha adakhalaka al-jannah. And verily, the love of this surah, the love you have for this surah has entered you into the paradise. In another narration, the love for you of this surah has earned you the love of Allah. Why is this? This surah is called Surah Al-Ikhlas. Ukhlisat lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is pure and sincere to Allah. It is only mentioning Allah. Say Allah is one. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. The one that everything relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the self-sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anything. Rather, everything is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu samad lam yalid wa lam yulad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no begot, no begotten. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lam yalid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not born, nor is there an offspring that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir. He's the first and the last. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lam yattakhidh waladan. Allah did not take any children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. And there is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will acquire you, inshallah, the love of Allah. Knowing that Allah is ar-Rahman and ar-Rahim, and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this beautiful name, by calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this name and asking Allah, Ya Rahman, Irhamni, and you being merciful to the creation, and you being merciful to the people, living by this name, inshallah ta'ala, will acquire you and attain you the love of Allah. So in summary, the fifth way of acquiring Allah's love is by contemplating the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attributes with the heart. And this, insha'Allah ta'ala, will inevitably allow for you or increase your love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala alam.